Welcome to Sha'arim B'Tefillah by Rav Shimshon David Pinkus. We're on Pirkei Pticha Perek Aleph, paragraph 5. Here Rav Pinkus develops his core idea a little bit further, building on the idea from Rashi last time of Briyat HaOlam, that Adam HaRishon had to pray to make the grass come, and before he gets to the Tefillot of Yitzchak and Yitziat Mitzrayim as an additional ra'ayot to his basic concept. Mevuar kan yisod b'chol hamitziyut. We have explained here a fundamental principle in all of existence. She'ein nitan davar b'lo tefillah. That nothing, no matter, is granted without tefillah. Pekach huchkak b'mitziyut ha'olam misheshet yimei habrishit. And so it was inscribed in the physical reality of the world, or perhaps embedded in the physical reality of the world, from the 6 days of creation. She'ya'amod hakol al petach hakarka. Everything stands at the threshold, at the opening of the ground, awaiting to be brought forth. And by everything, he means not just the grasses and the trees, he means mamish everything. Velo yinatein klum, and nothing will be granted. Lo hesek begashmiot, velo hesek beruchaniot. Not an awareness of or gift of physicality or spirituality. Ad sheyavo ha'adam v'yotzi'eim mipetach hakarka al yedei tefilato, until the person comes and stands at that threshold and prays for it, nothing can possibly happen. Shemikol makom tzarich hakol lavor derech sha'ar ha'tefilah. Because nonetheless, everything must pass through the gate of prayer, which is the name of this book, Sha'arim B'Tefillah. V'im lo yiftechu ha'sha'arim, and if you don't open the gates, if you don't knock on the door, if you don't enter in through with your tefillah, lo yo'il, ma she'hadvarim muchanim u'miyadim lano. It won't help that it's prepared to come out, that the grass is under the ground. If you don't pray, if you don't give water, if you don't put seed, if you don't put earth, it simply won't grow. V'lachein ha'tfilah, and therefore tfilah shehi sha'arei shamayim, paths to heavens, hi ha'me'akevet l'chol bracha v'tova. The absence of tfilah stands in the way of the fulfillment of every bracha, of every tova, every blessing, and of every goodness. And here we have Rav Pinkus' core claim once again laid bare. The Sha'arim, the gates of prayer, are open to us. They're available to us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us on the other side. But if we don't open the door, if we're like the beloved and we never knock, we don't even get that far, then nothing can be received. It is important always to be reminded here that he's not describing a passive human being. He's not saying that it's all about your bitachon and your emunah, that you just have to daven. What he's saying is that working hard is necessary, but never sufficient. You have to work hard. Maya ase adam v'yachtam v'yashir is where he's going to conclude at the end of this chapter. The Gemara Nida, what do you need to do to get smart, to be successful, to be blessed with children? You have to work hard, you have to learn hard, you have to be in a relationship. What you do to be healthy, you have to exercise and eat well, and you have to daven. It's such a simple prayer, such a simple idea, that tefillah is hame'akevet l'chol bracha v'tova. The absence of tefillah stands in the way of receiving any goodness or any blessing.